Hey everybody, welcome to the 10th hentai episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast. This is an 18 plus episode, so if you are not 18, you should,
Or if you just can't handle the cursing or mature subject.
Like fuck, shit.
Pussy.
Pussy, bitch. You should, grow a pair or quietly back out of the episode.
No, but we like you. We hope you can stay.
We love you anyway.
But don't get in trouble.
Ryoko's not here tonight, so you can expect this episode to have much less fellatio in it, and a lot less swearing and a lot less editing.
Yeah, on my probably. Part.
Not that we don't love Ryoko, he's entertaining.
Yeah.
But
he adds a certain flavor.
Yeah. So we're sorry this episode's about 2 weeks late. We wanted to get it out before we went to SuperCon this weekend, and we'll still release an episode after episode 44, but... You know, we wanted to make sure we could get it out for you guys so you could enjoy it. Look forward to Joel McDonald coming out probably at the end of this week, during the weekend sometime.
Probably a bit later. Probably closer to Sunday, or even Monday because of the con this weekend, so.
Yeah, episode 41 has Joel McDonald in it, a voice actor and scriptwriter and director at Funimation. So you guys
really
should,
nice guy.
Yeah, you guys.
Really great interview.
Yeah, it was really fun. He was great. You guys will love that. Tonight's episode is about our favorite experiences from 18-plus panels at conventions.
Since it seems to be con season.
Which has some good, you know, makes for some good storytelling. And then we did a Mystery Science Theater-type commentary on the Hentai Dragon Pink.
Are we going to review that?
Yeah, so we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Chiaki, Pitake, Kimiko, and I, Mitsugi, we all sat down and did that earlier tonight. And we had a lot of fun with that. And we're going to put the hentai episode up on the website so you can download that with the Mystery Science Theater over top of it for your pleasure. Why don't we get things kicked off with, I just ask you, Chiaki, what are some of your favorite experiences from 18-plus panels that you've had?
Well, my favorite experience from an 18-plus panel, and what I think makes a really good 18-plus panel is a panel that, I mean, the only difference between an 18-plus panel and a regular panel is the fact that you can see pussy, say pussy, see penis, say penis, and say pretty much all the curse words
Tentacle
you want.
Rape.
I mean, like, it's just no holds bar. So it's like, if you go to an 18-plus panel and it's really kind of, like, demure and held back, I'm like, well, what's the point?
Well, plus there's no little kids either, and that is a good thing, and no parents.
Yeah, seriously. So one of my favorite panels was back in Otakon. 2007, way back in the day.
Yeah.
So old.
Man, you were barely...
I know, I was like
barely
prenatal.
Legal. Barely legal back then.
I know. It was a stress. Was I 18
nope.
then? No, I wasn't. Don't sneak into 18-plus panels, kids. Chiaki doesn't encourage that. Anyway, so one of my favorite panels was at Otakon back in 2007. And it was called Your Favorite Anime Sucks.
A dick.
A dick. And it was this guy, and he'd seen a lot of anime. Like, he'd seen a shit ton of anime.
He needed to get laid.
I mean, I don't know if he was necessarily really angry at the world or if this was just his fun persona, which he was putting on for the purposes of the panel. But, like, you could call out any anime, and, like, he'd pretty much seen all of them. Like,
he was a virgin.
He'd seen a shocking amount. And so,
shocking.
You would just call out an anime and he'd be like, oh my fucking god, that fucking anime fucking sucked.
Ready? Full Metal Alchemist.
Full Metal Alchemist. Alright. Mommy, daddy's gone. Mommy dies. Boo hoo. I have armor for arms and my little big brother's taking me around and he's a whiny bitch because all right, he feels.
Right. Do one for me.
Okay. Alright. Initial D.
Oh my god, my dad beats me because when I spill the tofu in my car, and my car is a piece of shit, but I drift around the corners, and man, I'm so cool, but holy shit, when I spill that tofu, my dad, he really just gives it to me. He just lets me have it, and it hurts. It hurts in my back door.
So this guy would essentially do that with, like, a numerous amounts of anime. And I think that what the funniest thing was is that people would show up knowing what this panel was, knowing how it was described, and they would walk out all insulted.
Yeah.
Like if you turned off this podcast because of what I just said about Fullmetal Alchemist, shame on you. Because, like, seriously? Seriously. It's not how I feel about Fullmetal Alchemist, but it's, like, for humor, you know?
Yeah, that guy couldn't have hated every anime in the world.
Yeah, I mean, like, every anime has its quirks, its ups and downs, but, like, it's not enough to make you hate it, but this guy was really, really funny.
All right, so one of my favorites. We'll just go back and forth, I guess.
All right.
In 2005, which is really way back in the day,
WTF, Where's the Bathroom?
WTF, Where's the Bathroom was a really funny panel at Otakon with a lot of the people that are, I guess they work with 4chan, so that should, that speaks volumes right there. But this panel was about nothing. They had it in the biggest room in the convention hall, and the Baltimore Convention Center is very big. It has, like, this room must have had 5,000 seats in it, and it was largely about half full. So, we're talking, like, over 2,000 people on this panel. It's Otakon. It's 10 o'clock at night, but it's Otakon, so it's full as hell. And this panel was about nothing, but I swear to God, I swear to you, over the course of this panel, more than half of the people left offended. And when people would get up and leave, they'd be like, fine, you fucking pussy. Get your fucking little ass out of here. You're a pussy. You're a pussy. Keep walking, you're a little bitch. You know, stuff like that. And the whole panel was like them showing really disturbing images on a PowerPoint presentation and then telling stories about other cons, like what ruins my fandom. Like fat girls that wear tight pants and have their muffin tops and they run around, or guys that like dress up as girls and have their fat nipples hanging out.
Oh, God.
But the best part was that they would put these pictures up, and one of the pictures, maybe you can find these pictures online.
Probably on 4chan.
Maybe on 4chan. One of the ones that really sticks out to me big time was a picture of a gay King Triton, Neptune, you know? And he's got, like, his trident, but he was gayest-looking King Triton ever. And there are these fish in the picture swimming around, and they were basically dick fish. Like, they had fins and a tail,
but
it was a big cock. And he had, like, one going up his asshole. He had the gayest look on his face. And then there was one of a guy standing there, and they had photoshopped, like, hundreds of dicks on him. He had like, 100 dicks coming out of every part of his body, including his forehead. And this panel was so fucking ridiculous. And they were just telling stories about, like, crazy shit that had happened to cons, but it had nothing to do with anything. It was ridiculous. And then the next time that we went in 2007, it was listed on the schedule, and I was really excited, but it got canceled, and I'm thinking maybe someone, you know, suggested that they not be allowed to do it again, because I'm pretty sure everybody who went got offended horribly, and Roko was only...
Pussy.
Roko was only 16 at the time, but we still got him in through various means.
But don't sneak in 18 plus panels because it's bad.
Oh, sneak in. Who gives a shit?
I'm trying to be good.
I know you are, but have some fun when you're a kid. But they sure as hell were combing the crowd for people.
Yeah.
But anyway, do you have another memory you want to share?
Yeah, sure. My next memory is actually, it's actually a SuperCon memory.
Ooh.
Are you good?
Ooh.
Okay. It's actually a SuperCon memory. I was at SuperCon my first year, which was last year. Has it already been a year? It seems like it's been so much longer.
It's been a year.
And I went to the Hentai Cafe, which is put on by a group of people, and I can't remember their name for the fucking life of me.
Yeah.
God damn it. What is their name?
They're pretty fun people, but who gives a shit, really?
Yeah, it's like this group of girls, and they're really nice, and I feel really bad for forgetting their name, because I'd give them a plug, because they're cool. But if you go on the SuperCon website, it's called the Hentai Cafe, and they're the same people every year. So anyways, it was fun. They did it almost like a maid cafe, where you could order things, and they made, like, cookies and like candy sushi, you know, where you use the Rice Krispie treats and the gummy bears and like the fruit roll-ups is like the seaweed, and it was really fun, and they'd come over and you could play games with them, and I think it was like obviously like a fundraiser for their organization in a way, and they were playing hentai, and they would do games where like people would have to dub the hentai, and of course people would be all embarrassed and things like that. It was a fun panel, but then like part of the things that they had was they had naked pictures of them in cosplay. And it would be, like, them cosplaying as someone, and it'd be,
they
like...
They weren't that hot.
It'd be, like, a smut picture. And it's, like, you know, I get that's kind of what, like, what they're going for or whatever, but, like, I was sitting there, and I'm, like, this is really awkward because people were buying these pictures of the girls who were like in bunny suits serving them stuff and they were naked. I'm like, I just saw your vagina. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I kind of wish that like it was like an order form and then they mailed them to people, though that would be a lot more work, I know. But like, it was a cool panel and it was very exciting because it was like my first like legal 18 plus panel where like I showed them my ID and was all cool. But
you remember that guy, the MC, his name was Chris. He was pretty cool.
He was awesome.
I wonder if he'll be there again this year.
I hope he will be. But so yeah, that was my like smutty 18 plus panel that I was just kind of like,
did that pop your smutty 18 plus panel cherry?
It did, and the awkwardness still lingers in my mind.
They actually carded for that one, but man, it really needed to be carded because they were showing hentai, which
yeah.
I was ashamed to say that I had seen every single one that they had shown.
Mitsuki, you're a perv.
It was basic ones like cool devices, like yeah, that's common true. Ones that freaking everybody's seen. But they also had fan dubbing, like you could get in the crowd and like literally dub the porno in front of everybody, which is a lot of pressure considering there was like, God, I don't even know how many people.
There were a lot of people. There was probably like 30 people there.
Oh, a lot more than that, because there was like 20 tables.
That's true.
We're talking like 6 to a table. I'd say there was more like 150.
I don't know.
It's a small con though. But, yeah, that was one of the better panels I've ever been to. It was very well organized.
Yeah, they did a really good job. Like if you're looking and if you're into the kind of, like, smutty cosplay and things like that, I really would encourage you to look these girls out. If you go on SuperCon website, I think they're doing it on Friday this year.
It's on Friday?
I think it is.
Who the fuck?
I know.
And that fucking shit, that kind of shit needs to be on Saturday.
I know. But I think it's on Friday this year.
I wonder what's on Saturday night to bump that shit out of the way.
I have no idea, but I recommend looking them up because they were really nice girls and they took naked pictures of themselves in cosplay.
I didn't really think they were that hot, so I wouldn't have bought a naked picture, but... let's see, I got another one. There was another con back at Otakon last year where they just showed some of the most hideously horrible movies. Like, you weren't there, right, for this time?
No.
But... some of the movies they showed were, like, crazy foreign movies. And the one movie, goddamn, I can't remember the fucking name of it. But it was, like, it was in a school and there was some guy that was kidnapping the students. And this was, like, a special class for students during the summer for, like, the gifted kids to help give them, like, an extra boost. And the guy, like, commandeered the TVs in the school. And basically, the kids had to... He showed them, like, a math problem on the TV and then showed, like, that their classmate was going to be drowned or something. And they had to solve this impossible math question before...
Is this, like, an anime or something?
No, it's
like...
a real-life movie.
Huh.
Before the water in the tank rose high enough to kill their classmate. And a whole bunch of them ended up dying. But I remember just at the end, they find, like, one of their classmates, like, in a dryer, chopped up into little pieces, spinning around and around. It's really a fucked up panel. All they showed was fucked up movies for hours. And that thing definitely was carded, and it was packed.
That actually reminds me of another 18-plus panel. I went to AFO, and there was this panel on horror movies, and it was 18-plus, and it was these guys, and they just pick, like, the weirdest and wackiest 18-plus horror. Like, I'm talking, like I think it was more 18-plus for the gore than for the sex, though, you know, there was, like, some things where, like, woman had like sword shoved up like their pussy and stuff,
like grindhouse shit.
Yeah, like kind of like that, but but it wasn't even good gore. Like some of it was just funny. Like one of them was this guy that got like both of his like feet chopped off, but he went like Super Saiyan and like spouted blood out of his like stubs and like flew.
Fucking heard of this movie.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of this movie.
And he spouted blood out of his stubs, and he, like, flew on it like a jetpack. Like, he was, like, Astro Boy or something.
That is funny as shit.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. Like, that was the kind of things they showed. Not that it was necessarily... I mean, some of it was really, really, like, disturbing shit, but most of it was just, like, funny, like, I don't know, like, 70s, 80s Japanese horror that was, like, what? Like, kind of like the It's Godzilla mouth is still moving.
That's a pretty funny shit.
Yeah, it was hysterical. The only thing that I didn't like was they showed a lot of Western horror, and I kind of wish they showed more Asian horror, because I think Asian horror is exceptionally creepy.
What the fuck? This is an anime con.
I know.
I know how it shows Western friggin' movies in an anime
con.
Well,
like, they took the panel, they took, like, half the time of the panel to plug one of their friends' indie films, which was about Christmas trees killing people. And it was really kind of funny and gory, but I don't know, I still would have rathered some Asian horror, but they ran a podcast or a radio show, too, I think, on horror, so that was pretty cool.
There's a really big, like, horror podcast, I can't remember what it's called, but, I think I remember you telling me this story before. Maybe that's how I heard about the Blaze Stumps.
Yeah.
But,
it was ridiculous.
Did you ever find the hot tubs at that con?
No, I didn't.
Chris the MC was touting these hot tubs they were going to have, and...
Well, he said, like, at the hotel that, like, AFO was at, that there were these hot tubs, and, like, they put up all the voice actors and stuff at the hotel, and, like, all the voice actors ended up, like, going into the hot tub and just, like, hanging out.
Maybe that story was bullshit.
Maybe it was. I don't know. I don't want to speak bad on Chris. He was cool.
Yeah, he was cool. But, let's see. Other fond memories. There was another panel that I went to. It was 18 plus at Otakon again. This was in 2009, I think, where they had a name the boobs panel.
Yeah.
It was a contest. It was in the same room that the Where's the Bathroom, What the Fuck panel was in. And they would show you, like, boobs with, like, the legs and the head removed, right? So it's just the chest area with the rack. And most of them were pretty obvious because you could pretty much tell from the clothing or whatever. And they weren't all naked, which kind of pissed me off, because, I mean, it's 18 plus, it's called Where's the Name the Boobs. Who the hell wants to see, like, a clothed, Ryoko from fucking Gurren Lagann? Not only is that too obvious to be fun, but let's face it, we all want to see, there's enough porn out there that they could have found a naked picture of Yoko.
Yeah.
Easily. But they didn't. But I recall some of them being naked, and, when you got it right, they'd throw you, like a candy or something. But, basically, I think the moral of this episode is that this is convention season.
Yep.
And, if you're 18 or older, you need to make sure that you go to these hentai or 18 plus panels, because...
And I just want to say, too, if you go to an 18 plus panel, know that it's going to be 18 plus and take your head out of your ass. Like... People, like, the gory ones I can kind of understand, even though most of them normally warn that it's horror and it's going to be gory or something like that. But it's like, if you walk into something like, I don't know, like WTF Where's the Bathroom or something like that, and it's gory. Like, I can understand some people get queasy with blood. I get it. That's fine. Go ahead and leave. You know, excuse yourself. But, like, if you walk into an 18 plus panel and you don't expect, like, insane profanity... And, like, and have a large possibility of nudity and or sexual themes, just leave.
You might be an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't go to begin with and then walk out in a huff because you're all offended that, like, they talked about penises in an 18-plus panel. It's a goddamn 18-plus panel. If they weren't going to talk about penises, they'd hold it during the day.
If you go to a panel called Do-It-Yourself Bukkake... And you're expecting, you go in there expecting, like, a mass orgy, but you're disappointed because all they're doing is teaching you how to draw, like, doujinshi. That's fine, you're disappointed, but don't bitch out because you don't want to see because you don't want to see tits on paper.
Or penises.
Sit down and fucking learn how to do some doujinshi so you
and
can...
And if you do leave, just do so politely, just excuse yourself, don't walk out in a moody huff.
I know that, there have been panels that whose names I won't speak that have had... themselves, like, thrown out because they forgot to, like, label themselves as 18 plus, or they didn't realize what was against the terms of service or whatever of
the
convention.
Yeah, that's a big thing. If you hold an 18 plus panel, make sure they know it's 18 plus, or else they're gonna be pissed.
And I understand that, like, that's, like, a different issue, but, you know, if it says 18 plus, it's pretty much, you gotta just, you know...
Roll with the punches.
Roll with the punches, because it's gonna be... You're gonna have tentacle rape, and... You know, people screaming and fucking and swearing and... But that's half the fun of it, you know?
Yep. And if you haven't gone to one, find one that, if you're queasy, that looks like it won't have gore. Go to it and sit it all the way through, even if it offends you. Because it'll probably be good for you, especially if it offends you.
I mean, I always try to make sure that I stay at conventions, especially the ones that don't suck. Like, until, like, at least 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's when the good shit happens. All that crap during the day, like, you know, I mean, all the random, like, screenings of anime and stuff, that stuff's all bullshit, because everyone's seen all that stuff anyway. It's at night when you get the true gems. At least I think. If you're a perverted fuck like me. And you too, you're perverted.
I am a perverted fuck. I'm more than a perverted fuck, but I am a perverted fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's some fun memories. Maybe that'll jumpstart your engines and get you engaged and ready to tackle some 18-plus panels. Just know that they're funny, but try not to be offended, you know. I mean, this is a free world, and you get to deal with things.
So, awesome.
So you want to move on and talk about Dragon Pink?
Yeah, let's talk about Dragon Pink, because that hentai was crap.
What did you... Okay, so let me ask you before you say that. What did you think of Dragon Pink?
That anime was crap. It fucking sucked.
I saw Dragon Pink years ago. Back in college, the president of the anime club before me, which is hard to believe, right?
I know.
Gave me a huge box of VHS tapes and asked me if I could convert all the VHS tapes into DVDs, which I did.
You're such a good anime club member.
And they were like, there was a fucking ton of VHS tapes. We're talking like 100 or more.
Wow.
But I was a pirate back then, and I was pro at like running all this shit, so I had wires all over my room. But there was a bunch of hentais, Advancer Tina, Dragon Pink was another one of them, and that's how I came across this hentai in the first place. Mystical Twilight was another one. But Dragon Pink is about, it's basically as RPG as you can get for an anime. Think like Record of Lodoss Wars, where Deedlit gets fucked by Parn, like every episode. Yeah, but like,
they set it up to be like a video game, like to look and feel like a video game. And I just want to say, like, if you're going to play a game, why don't you just play a hentai game? Why would you want to watch it?
There's actually a game that's kind of just like this. It's called Brave Soul.
Right. So if you wanted to play a game, why not play the game and not watch a hentai and like take up like 30 seconds of possible fuck time with like stupid save menus?
Have you played Brave Soul?
No.
That game sucks. It's basically like...
Well, this hentai sucked.
Let me finish, okay? Brave Soul is like an RPG, old school RPG with magic and knights and shit, and you have like girls that you've come across, and they either join your party, you can fuck them or whatever. But like at the beginning of Dragon Pink, they show them like naming the characters and giving them like a character class. So you've got Santa, who's a warrior, and then you've got Bobo the Barbarian, which is kind of funny, and then you've got Pierce, who's the mage, and she's a chick, and then you've got Pink, who he tries to figure out her. First, he doesn't like her outfit, so he changes her outfit into like a cat girl with like a white and black striped leotard, and then he gives her the character class of cat slave, which is pretty awesome. Funny. I think it's funny.
I think it's time that could be spent fucking.
And she's like, "Oh my god, what? That's not fair." But she's a fucking slave, so she gets fucked in every episode. But this anime has some weird shit in it. Like, first of all, it didn't show it in the episode we watched tonight, but in the first episode, they make her, like, pull their wagon, because she's the slave, and they treat her like one, and he's, like, whipping her and shit. But there's one point in the anime, I think it's in the second episode, where, it's three episodes, by the way, three OVAs, where there's, like, this fairy, and she's like 4 inches tall, but she's still pretty hot, and they, like, have, like, a close-up on her, so she looks like she could be full size anyway. And he's basically, Santa's basically like fucking this fairy with like a mushroom.
Wait, she's four in, oh, with a mushroom. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's like a really long, it's like a long mushroom with a mushroom cap on the end. And he's putting it in her vagina, and he's got her tied, he has her arms tied to like a stick, so she can't get away. And they capture her vaginal juice in a jar, and they call it honey. But this anime is like old school, right? So it's like magic and dragons and stuff. So they use her vagina honey as like looks like a potion.
Yeah, and isn't that funny? And then in the third episode, Pierce needs more mana, so it's like she has sex with Bobo and
Bobo the clown,
and she fucks him. And then when he's about to come, she drinks it and she gets her protein that she needs to level up or get magic or whatever.
She powers up and she blows the monster away.
I mean, it's, like, it's random shit like that. Like, I understand the argument of, like, oh, hentai not being all sex, and, like, the sex kind of, like, fitting in more like how it would make sense, but this doesn't even make sense. Like, it's not even, like, oh, they're two people, and they're in love, or whatever, and they finally end up being together, and it's a beautiful story. No, like, it's just like, we need to fit sex in here somehow. Have it regenerate her MP? Okay.
Why would hentai have, like, a beautiful story in it?
Well, some people are like, I want the sex to be believable.
What?
I've
fucking
heard
hentai.
I'm just saying,
people,
I've heard it.
People are watching the wrong shit. I'm more used to seeing, like...
I want, like, Bible Black. If it's not a sex scene about every 4 minutes, about every 2 minutes, I lose my attention.
I'm more used to seeing, like, girls growing penises out.
Yay, Bible Black.
Ghosts fucking girls.
Yay, Bible Black.
Girls fucking girls with their penises.
Yay, Bible Black.
Dicks being stolen by ghosts. People peeing on each other. Crazy
teachers
ass
fucking
crazy
students.
Crazy drills and tentacles going up inside girls to where you can see like their insides moving.
This did have tentacles.
It did have tentacles and it had a dodo cobra.
Which is so random.
It was funny. At the end, Pink gets captured and Santa gets captured by this like Medusa type chick. She's like a snake woman. Probably much bigger than Medusa would be, I imagine. But, because Medusa was kind of normal size, right?
No, Medusa was a Gorgon. She was kind of big.
I mean, she was a big snake, but, like, her upper body was, like, a normal person, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
So she was, like, 20 feet long, right? But she was mostly snake. But this chick was bigger than that. She was pretty big. And, you know, she tortures Pink a little bit by whipping her. And she's getting a kick out of it, licking her own boobs and stuff with her snake tongue. And then she sends a dodo cobra out to fuck poor Pink. And it's got venom, like sex venom, so Pink's like loving it.
Of course.
And then, but then after the snake gets like aroused enough, it releases these spikes. And of course.
In her vagina.
It's up inside of her vagina, so it basically stabs all through the inside of her vagina and.
Which is so wrong.
Pink foams at the mouth, which is the most random shit. Here, hold this.
Yeah. Apparently having a cobra. A dildo cobra is like
the ultimate pleasure.
The ultimate pleasure, yeah. And apparently, even though you have spikes, you have to foam at the mouth. I don't know. This anime, essentially, the point is that this hentai is fucking ass backwards, and the animation isn't very good. So
oh come on, you didn't find it to be fun at least?
Oh no, it was fun, but it's not gonna get your jollies off.
Hmm.
You'd have to skip through all the crap and just go to the sex scenes and replay them.
Well, that's how it is with most hentais. It's like, you've got a hentai, you find it on RedTube or whatever, and you end up fucking just clicking through the bar to get to some titties anyway.
Yeah, but it's like, there wasn't even enough titties in this. There was like, what, three sex scenes?
Three sex scenes is a pretty good amount for one episode.
Oh my god, no it's not.
What?
Oh. Have you watched?
That's at least the average for hentai.
Yeah, for shitty hentais. So you watch, like, Cool Devices and stuff.
You can't... Well, Cool Devices is just one sex scene right after another.
Exactly! That's what the kind of hentai I'm talking about.
I guess it depends on what you're looking for. Like, some people like to have, like, at least something of substance to hold the show together while they're fucking. It's just like how pornos have, like... Some porno movies have, like, actual plot lines. Like, they'll be, like, on vacation or something. And then they'll fuck. And then there's, like, the porno where it's just straight fucking.
Yeah. But either way, even if you are one of those people who's looking for something to keep the fucking together, it's like, it doesn't even make sense in this. It's just random.
Well, now that it's Wrecker of Lodoss War, really.
What?
Well, I'm comparing it because it's basically the same type of setting.
Yeah, but, like, Wrecker of Lodoss War is a classic, and this is crap.
Wrecker of Lodoss War is crap.
I'm not saying it's good, I said it was classic.
Oh, it's classic, alright. Classically crappy.
Well, we're not reviewing Lodoss War, so what do we give Dragon Pinku?
No.
I have mine. I don't know what I give it.
Well, I was going to give it a 3.
I was going to give it a 2.5 or a 2.
Well, I got entertainment out of it. So, you want to give it a 2.5? It's not worth it. It's better than a 2.
Okay, well, let's give it a 2.5 then. Because even if you got entertainment, did you get arousal?
Not tonight.
You're a fucking perv.
What, do you want me to just jerk off all over Kimiko's guest room bedroom? You're sick.
Yeah.
You're sick.
Yeah, I am.
But anyway, we did a Mystery Science Theater to this where we sat here and just laughed at it and made commentary on it. And we're going to upload it onto the website.
So you can mute out our commentary and jerk off to it.
Yeah, but just skip through the parts that apparently that don't have sex.
That's what I'd do.
But, so we're going to give 2.5 dodo cobras?
2.5 dildo cobras.
Come on, dodo cobra, that's pretty funny, right?
It's hysterical.
Oh my god. What I love was the girl playing with herself, and then they fell through the one trap door while watching her.
Yeah.
The whole hallway has one trap door. It's very small. It's like something out of Scooby-Doo. And of course, they had to fall through the trap door.
Of course. And they had to be separated.
And of course, there was a an S&M snake queen down there. What was her name? Nymphomaniac slave woman?
Nymphomania. The snake sex queen.
They have titles to pop up. That is so fucking funny.
Alright.
Anyway, so...
stay away from this shit.
Oh, come on. If you want to have... it's alright. We give it a 2.5. Excuse me. That's average. Anyway, so we hope you enjoyed this episode. We know it's a little bit short, but we're kind of making it spare the moment in the middle of the night before we, you know, make more preparations for SuperCon.
Woo, SuperCon!
I wonder if maybe we'll see some of you guys there.
Hopefully, if you come to stop by our table, we really want to see you. We'll have a table in the dealer room.
We understand that a lot of our listeners are in Canada and up north, and Miami's about as far away from that as you can get. But, you know...
we're doing our best to get to the cons we can. Yeah. Hopefully someday we'll get up there.
We're the only podcast going, and we're a media guest. We have a table.
Yeah.
And, remember, look forward to Joel McDonald. You guys can get some inside information but from a person within Funimation, and you'll hear it here on Animatics Anonymous podcast.
Talk to us on our forums. We do have an 18 plus section for all of your perverted / adult needs.
And our website is aaapodcast.com, and we're on iTunes, Facebook, Mevio. Except we discontinued Mevio, but you can get the old episodes on there.
Yeah. We're on Feedburner.
We're on Feedburner, but no one uses it. AGDnetwork.net and nerdnexus.com.
Hey, maybe if we started saying it again, we'd get another 2 subscribers.
Yeah.
We have like 16.
Really?
Yeah.
That shows you how many people use iTunes compared to Feedburner. We have 16 subscribers on Feedburner and hundreds of people on iTunes. So
I don't know if it's hundreds and hundreds.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. We love you guys. God damn.
Anyway, so we love you.
Have a good night out there. Watch some good hentai.
Go jerk off to your hentai. And we'll close you out with a sex noise from Chiaki.
Oh my god, did I just do that?
You did it.
Fuck!